the Living Geek.
Everybody, welcome to Outwit, Outplay, Outcast.com is the URL. We are a Night of the Living Geek show, so go to notlg.com. We might have a stream next week. You can listen to us record live or listen to us argue about art criticism like we just did for half an hour. But hopefully next week, you will all be able to join us for that pre-show discussion and post-show discussion. Post-show is usually, oh god, my balls itch, it's time to go to bed. But you can join us for that, hopefully, maybe, I don't know. Anyway, my name's Andy. And I'm here talking about Survivor with Nick.
I'm going to not gesticulate wildly and make weird sounds anymore.
And Brian.
Yeah, we're going to help Andy scratch his balls.
That's right. And also to kick off this episode, there's a lot to talk about this week. But I want to start off.
Yeah.
Go on to Twitter and follow Shireen. She is at the Shireen. And she's posted just today. She said, for every act of misogyny this season, I will donate $100 to the National Network to End Domestic Violence. And she's relying on fans to help her count the number of times that there's an act of misogyny on screen. And she says that she's proud to be a part of the show that doesn't sweep real issues under the rug and hopes that you're inspired to raise your hand against bullying and abuse.
Yeah, because, let's face it, it would have been really easy. Sorry to interrupt. I would say it would have been really easy to edit around a lot of this stuff. And they just put it all out there, which is fantastic.
So, please, however you feel about Shireen, what happened, you know what? Even if you don't think that what happened was wrong, you're a dumbass, stop listening. But even if you think that, go and just, I don't know, randomly say that you saw an act of misogyny in episode 3 at the marker of 1428, and she'll donate $100. So, just do that, because ending domestic violence is a great thing. And do that whether or not you think or agree or whatever you think about Survivor of the episode. Yeah. Just go do that, you know.
I hope she won, or she's not going to be able to afford that.
Oh, no, she works for Yahoo.
She's a tech executive. She doesn't need any of this.
This is just fun.
This week, usually I try to see how long it is until they play the intro music for the episode of Survivor, and there was a long intro this week.
This was like a Sleepy Hollow episode, I swear to God.
I don't know what that means.
They will sometimes wait 15 minutes before playing their theme music. That is, that's an exaggeration, but they have definitely waited 10 to 12 minutes before.
So in the beginning of this episode, the reason that they took the time to wait is because at the beginning of this episode, Mike overhears Rodney, Tyler, Carolyn, and...
You can do it.
Sierra?
No! Come on. Who was the worst person in this episode? Of course he's involved in this as well.
Oh, Will! Ha!
Yes.
Mike overheard those four talking about getting Mike out, right? And so from there, little fanfare, auction! Which, by the way, fuck yes, I love the auction.
Oh. I was telling people that if you've never seen an episode and you're like, it's right in the middle. The place you start is the auction, because you get everything in there. You get drama, you get comedy, you get tragedy, you get $300 of chicken. Everything that you could possibly want is in the auction.
Yeah, the auction is my favorite week. Always has been. I think always will be. And do the credits wait to roll until after the auction's done?
No, midway through when
midway Mike through, okay.
Walks away from the personal letters, leaves you on that little cliffhanger of will he or won't he.
That's right. Yes. That's such a long burn. But man, that auction was so good. There are auctions, and then there was this auction.
This auction, so you know what made this one so great, in my opinion, was the fact that all the players that are left in this game are smart marks. They know how the game plays. They're able to call out like, hey, if we bid $20, we're all going to be able to get our letters and keep whatever money we have left over. Mm-hmm. And so they're able to call the plays as they're happening. And it seems like they knew it. They being the production people, Like, Jeff knew, all right, well, sure, all right, you guys buy this for $20. Okay, let's just move right on to the thing you guys are all going to bid $500 on.
Jeff confirmed it when Shireen was like, whoever does buys first, you know, it's always that's the price. Jeff's fucking over there nodding, like, yeah, that's exactly what's going to happen.
Although even he was surprised because, so, you know, everyone pays their $20. Mike's at the end of the line. He's like, he's having that little moment of conflict and he just walks away and Jeff's like, oh, hey, Mike, did you forget to pick up your, and that's when it hit him and he realized, oh crap, this is a betrayal. Well, not really a betrayal. He ended up, Mike, that is, ended up, redeeming himself. I can see what he was going through, but.
No, that was a betrayal. Because right before that, he's fucking telling Dad, no, you go first. Don't worry. I'm gonna get it. Don't worry. I'm not gonna screw you guys.
Okay. See, this is my thing with Mike in this episode. Mike is right. Mm-hmm. Throughout the entire episode, Mike is right.
Yeah.
The way he does things is wrong. Like, as soon as Shireen says that, he should have spoke up and been like, Shireen, you know, I don't know if I'm in for that deal because I overheard something this morning and I'm iffy. And he didn't have to call anybody out. He can just say, I'm feeling paranoid today. Don't call anybody out directly and just say, I don't know if I can handle that deal. And then that's fine. And then the rest of them can sort that out on their own, however they want to sort it out. It's when you try to be underhanded like that when people get nervous. So like he was right to not want to get his family reward. If he didn't feel like he needed it, then that was right. He just did it wrong.
Well, that too, and when he finally did reveal who the alliance was, that was just a tactical. He's a good strategic player, a very bad tactical player, I guess is how you want to put it. Because it was a great idea to reveal, hey, look, there's a secret alliance of four people who we the viewers knew about last week and just kind of forgot to talk about. Sorry about that. But he just finds out, and then he reveals it in the wrong way at the wrong time.
Yeah.
Like telling them, letting them know that he knew, that they knew that he knew, that they knew that he knew, that was just a bad play. But the thing is, though, I can forgive bad play. I can forgive play mistakes. That's okay. That doesn't make you a bad player. That just makes you an average person. So that's why I'm not too hard on Mike for this, or even for contemplating screwing everyone over with the letters. I can understand why he thought that. Like in the very first episode, when they get to the bag of beans with the immunity idol clip, he says, straight up says to Dan, I really, really want to take the small bag of beans with the immunity idol clue. But that's wrong. But I really, really want to do it. And then they're like, all right, together, we're going to not do it.
Yeah.
And he did the same thing here. So, I mean, I understand that. He's the person who's at least honest about his
weaknesses as a man.
Yes.
And that's good. That's the most anybody can ask for, usually.
Wait, I disagree. There was nothing wrong with the way he handled that. Okay, he decided that he didn't give a shit about his letter, and everybody else wanted theirs and wanted to be able to win the fucking advantage. If they can't, you know, make the choice, fuck them. That's their problem.
Well,
he did exactly what he should have done.
The thing is,
and I was so proud of him when he did that. And then he pushed out and said, "Oh, I can't do it."
Well, I would agree with you, except that he told them, "Hey, if you guys do it, I'll do it." And then when he was at the back of the line, he's like, "Go ahead, Dan. I swear, I'm gonna." That was slightly dishonest. But again,
good for him. No. Game. You deceive people.
Because Brian, you deceive people. That's fine. But the other two people who are up there with him, if those four people were going to vote him out and he didn't win immunity, those other two people who went up with him at the end to draw rocks, those two people are people he needed. So you can deceive people that you don't need. And if you can trick people that you don't need, but he can't trick Dan and Shireen into, like, he can't lure them into spending the $20 and then spend the $20 that they don't have to get the advantage and then turn around and expect them to be on his side.
Yeah.
Mike can't have that both ways.
I disagree.
Yeah.
You gotta make moves, goddammit.
I think you talk to them and you'd be like, hey, I need it.
Yeah. Well, like, also because he's...
Feel free to blow your money, but I need this.
Also because he's not being consistent. Like, I mean, he's showing himself... he would not be consistent if he did it that way, because he's showing himself to play, you know, pretty much above board, pretty honest, pretty straightforward, a little too straightforward, should show some discretion. But if he had been dishonest there all of a sudden, it would have been a huge shock. You know what I mean? It would have been a huge, like as much as Will shocked everyone later on, it would have been as much of a shock what he did just there.
No.
But because he said, you know what, I can't do this. It goes against everything I stand for. It would be make me a bad person. I'm sorry I even brought it up. That made him all right in my book. I mean, yeah, it was a poor play decision. But, you know, whatever. I can't say I wouldn't do the same thing.
Yeah. I don't like it.
Yeah.
I didn't like that.
So, okay. You upset me. The other thing I appreciate about this auction was the people who got to eat got to chow the fuck down. And my favorite eater was Rodney. Not because of how he ate, but because, of course, the food that Rodney wins is the steak.
Yeah.
He filet mignon.
So is that technically cannibalism? Is Rodney a cannibal? My favorite, though, was Jen when Jeff pulls out that big-ass margarita in a punch bowl, and she just shoots her hand up, says $100, and then skips, literally skips. I'm not exaggerating or what's the word I'm looking for, using purple prose. She literally skipped to him, threw the $100 at him, grabbed it, and was sucking that thing down, and the minute she did that, she was right back in this game. Last week, Mopey Jen was gone as soon as she had a little bit of that big-ass margarita in her.
Oh, and it was adorable with her sitting there with the thing, and it, like, completely covered her.
Yeah, and
she took the umbrellas out of the margarita and put them in her hair.
That's what I was going to say. No, and you know what? As soon as she did that, everything that I said about her last week, like, oh, come on, grow up and all that kind of stuff, gone. Instantly gone. She made amends immediately.
So the other thing that happened in this tribe, or not, the other thing that happened in this reward challenge was them changing things up a little bit. First thing up is, Will, you're kicked the fuck out. And I had so hoped that they were just being mean and that they hadn't sent him back for food. I was so hoping they were just being like, oh, congratulations, you got door number 3. Fuck you. Go the fuck home. You got to go
behind the door.
You won all the money that you didn't spend.
Oh, that's sad. He actually paid $100 to go away, so he only got $400 left over.
Yep.
But actually, so when that happened, I felt so bad for Will. Like,
right?
I was like, oh my God, I feel so bad for you. I feel terrible.
No, I was fucking giggling.
Knowing now what I knew then, or something like that, whatever, knowing then what I know now. Oh yeah, there we go. Knowing then what I know now, I would have stood up, cheered. In fact, when I watched this episode for the second time before we recorded, stood up and cheered and told him to go home. He can't hear me, obviously. But, yeah, oh my God. Let's get into that as soon as possible because I have many, many feels and many thoughts.
So he goes home with that, and then Dan ends up getting the advantage. And I like that they changed up the advantage, that they didn't make it a clue for an immunity, this or that, or an advantage in the next challenge. That was straight up just, you get another vote.
This was really interesting. Yeah, and as I said, I tweeted it out that if anyone's going to fuck this up, it's Dan. But I feel like that is as great an advantage as – that is a fantastic advantage to give. I'm not entirely sure how it's going to work out. Like, it looks like there's an extra piece of paper in there for him, but how is he going to subtly sneak in an extra piece of paper?
Well, no. The instructions say that he goes up to count the votes, then you say, I have another vote.
Okay, well, no, it's before he leaves to count them.
No. Yeah. The thing said when he says,
I'm going to go count the votes.
Yeah, and that's like when he goes to pick up the pot. But, well, we'll see if he even gets
He's not going to be sly about it. He has to say, I have another vote. He has to announce it somehow.
Yeah.
So what I hope happens next year is that they just don't auction an advantage at all.
Oh, that would be the best.
Everybody's saving their money. All the strategic people saving their money. Go back to camp.
Yeah, I feel like they did that one year. Well, they had an advantage in it, but I do feel like there was one year where there were only 3 things up for auction.
Yeah, they were just like, I don't know where. Bye, guys.
Yeah, it was just like, well, that was really short. Not this one, though. This one had things that we didn't even get around to seeing because
this episode had some shit in it.
This episode had a lot of stuff to cram in, but I guess just for the record, it was something like a hot dog, beer and pretzels, chocolate and peanut butter, and a personal bedroll. We just didn't see that. All we saw was like ribs, steak, all the
food,
chicken and waffles.
Okay. So let's get into this then, because I know everything. This is all leading up to
the thing. This is all foreplay.
This is the foreplay. Let's get to the sex. I'm about to put it in. So.
Phrasing.
Will leaves, and then the family stuff comes up near the end. And they all agree, everybody's $20. Everybody apparently still has $20 left. Everybody goes and gets the family thing, right? And that's great, but then Will didn't get the family thing. And while Will is there not enjoying his family letters, oh, not getting his family letters, just not even getting them. He's the only person on the tribe who did not get them. He goes back to camp.
Deserve them.
Right, so he goes back to camp, and he discovers back at camp that there is a thing that says, go here on the beach, and X marks a spot, and dig. He goes to where the X is, there's a little thing in the dirt, he digs, and there's a chest with food in it. And Will, being the stand-up bro he's been for literally the entire show up until this point...
Idiot.
He takes the food and he takes it back to camp, which is a good move, and is smart and nice and friendly, and he's just like, hopefully he gets me some brownie points, because let's face it, that's the only reason Will is still in this game, because he's been a nice guy. Because he's... Well, also, now he's still in the game because he's not a threat. Yeah, now he's not a threat. You might as well keep him around now. Except when he brings the food back, everybody comes back, and they're reading their letters in front of him, and apparently somebody makes the suggestion... Jen and Mike make the suggestion that there must have been more food. Because the letter says it's enough food to last through the rest of the game, and this doesn't look like enough food to last the rest of the game. So there must have been something else. And Will gets wind of that, and honestly, justifiably, Will fucking loses his shit over that. I'd be fucking pissed if I brought all the food back trying to do something nice, and somebody's like, I think there's more food, he's being greedy. No, fuck you for saying that. I'm going to back him up for getting angry.
Yeah.
Then Will goes off the reservation.
He went insane.
Will turns Dan.
Yeah, he went the full Dan. Dude, you never go the full Dan.
He's the Dan and the Rodney rolled into one.
Oh, yeah. No, it was just awful. So, first of all, not only does he... Okay, he gets angry. That's acceptable. We all agree. But he takes it out on the wrong person, because Shireen, at least as far as we know, as far as editing tells us, didn't say anything to him, or didn't say anything about, oh, there must be more food or anything along those lines. But in fact, come to think of it, so Tyler's the one telling Will, oh yeah, these people were talking about it, and Will says, oh, was it Shireen? And he says, Tyler replies, it was Jen and Mike, and maybe her, or whatever, that sort of thing. And then he just goes up to her, and Will, launches into his little tirade. Oh, yeah, Will goes up to Shireen. I'll be a little bit more specific. And just starts launching into his tirade. And she says, hey, do you really need to talk to me like that? And he's like, yeah.
Not just launching into a tirade. This is the thing. He doesn't just launch into a tirade about the food. He launches into a tirade about how she's a terrible human being. How she doesn't have a soul. How there are... more people who like her on that island than like her in the rest of the world, even though nobody on that island likes her because they all think she's fucking annoying. Like, he says some of the worst things you can say to another person.
Yeah. And here's the thing. As bad as the stuff that he said was, and it was truly awful, I was, up until the immunity challenge, I was willing to forgive him if he asked for an apology. You know, if he said, you know what, Shireen, I'm sorry, it's the stress of the situation, and all this kind of stuff. If he said to her, I'm truly sorry, I'd been like, okay, I forgive you. That's still a shit thing you did. But
what I thought he was going to do at the beginning of the challenge.
Exactly. He goes to the immunity challenge. He's like, Jeff, I'm not doing so well. And I'm like, oh, here we go. He's going to stand up in front of everyone and take his blows and say, I'm sorry. What does he do? He says, I feel so bad because I didn't get my letter. It's like, you sack of shit. You have had 24 hours, because remember, this is the next day, 24 hours to think about it and realize, maybe I went a little too far. 24 hours to do that, and all of a sudden you're like, nah, I didn't do anything wrong. I'm so angry. Meh. No, I hate. Oh my okay. god!
That's not even when I lost it, because you know what, Will? Maybe Will is the kind of guy who is supported by his family in a way that most people don't understand. He might be insanely close to his family, and that might, in a way that we don't understand. And you know what? Not getting his family letters and seeing everybody else around camp with theirs might have been what broke him. And him saying that he needed them, I could buy that to a certain degree. But I was saying, fuck you, Will, when he came up with his quote-unquote solution of, I'll sit out the immunity challenge of August. No, fuck you. There's no way in hell you were winning this. You don't win shit, Will.
Yeah.
You're basically saying, hey, you're everybody, can you agree to let me have it for free? No, fuck you. Like, yeah. Especially after the way you acted, we're not going to reward you.
Yeah, thank God Shireen stood up to him, too. And you know, yes. Here's the thing. I want to yell at some folks on goddamn Twitter because, for once, they finally live tweeted the West Coast feed as well and posted up a little picture like, hey, what do you think about this? And so, like, of Shireen raising her hand saying, nah, I'm against this. He has to compete along with everyone else. And so many of you fucking assholes out there were, oh, I hate her so much. Screw you. If you had half the guts she did, you guys. Now, I realize there's some folks who don't particularly like her, but that's fine. You do you, whatever. But to say like, oh, I hate her so much for denying that bully his letters. Actions have consequences, Donnie. Fuck it. I need to watch Big Lebowski again. Actions have consequences. He made his bed. He wasn't going to win that immunity challenge. Who cares?
And,
fuck him.
And the other thing is, what Shireen did was really... It might seem like a small thing, but she really did stand up for herself right there, because she does that. She makes him humiliate himself like he does every single time there's a challenge out there on the field. And she knows as soon as she raises her hand, when she gets back to camp, it's starting up again.
Oh, yeah.
She knows. It might have calmed down in the last day, but she knows as soon as she gets back, it's starting right the fuck back up.
Oh, yeah.
And in Will's eyes... Shireen raising her hand confirms everything that Will has said about her, which is why when you get to tribal, Will doubles down. When Shireen says, he said I have no soul, and Will says, that's because it's true.
True.
Ugh.
That's how Will can rationalize it in his head, because that bitch didn't let him get his letters from his loved ones.
Exactly.
And he doesn't understand why.
Yeah.
Doesn't Nobody understand why. Understand.
No, you know what? She is every freshman who stood up to that sophomore bully right now. She's a goddamn American hero. And I know it sounds like we're doing a Shireen love fest, but you know what? It's because she deserves it. I hope she hears this. She probably won't. I hope she hears this because I swear to God, she stood up and it's like everyone who has ever, like, so many feels. Everyone who has ever been picked on in like high school, whatever. You dream of that moment when the bully now wants your help with something. You're like, no, what have you done to deserve it? The only thing that's come close to this was a couple seasons back with Cochran. Cochran's tribe shit on him from day one. And then as soon as the tribes merged, he flipped on them and they're like, why'd you do that? He's like, cause you shit on me.
Yeah.
Like because you earned it.
But that was even nothing compared to this.
Oh yeah. No, that was just like, that was, at the time, that was the biggest thing I'd ever seen. You know, like, oh my god, good for you, whatever. But that was like one-tenth of what happened today.
I watched this, and I was like, you know, she's a Yahoo exec. Yahoo is headquartered around here. I want to go become friends with her and give her a hug.
Exactly.
Like, I just want to give Shireen a hug and let her know that it's okay.
Hey, so Shireen, if you're wandering around the streets and a fairly large bald man with a beard hugs you, you'll know who that is now.
Like, I just...
If a very nasal skinny guy hugs you, you'll know who that is too. It's alright if you mace us. We'll probably deserve it. Let's face back.
And if a really hairy guy with a Star of David and a metal concert t-shirt hugs you, Shireen, that was Brian. Yeah.
Damn right.
That's the only thing I've ever seen you wear, Brian.
That's not true. I wear video game shirts.
That's true. Okay, yeah, you do. So, I mean, you can explain Will's actions. You can explain right. he's tired, he's starving, he's... I mean, there's the physical exhaustion...
That's his problem.
Well, all right, but there's the physical exhaustion that goes on, but I think the thing that a lot of people, when they're watching, they see that these people are tired, they see that these people are dirty, they see that these people are sore and beat up. What they cannot see is the amount of emotional and psychological exhaustion these people are under, because every interaction you have, every day, all day, you're questioning the validity of it. You're paranoid with every single sentence that you hear. That takes an incredible toll on your psyche. Incredible toll. And I think a lot of people watching don't understand how difficult that is for people. And for some people more than others. And like I said, that explains what Will did, but it in no way excuses it. You can blow up about a number of things and you can get angry, but you cannot verbally abuse someone.
Right. And just, and like, as I said, the first half of that, if he had left it there, that would have been bad, whatever. But then in Tribal Council, we'll just skip forward. Hey, there's a immunity challenge and Mike wins. Huzzah. We go to Tribal Council and he doubles down on it. And when she calls him out, his rationalization is, oh, you're just playing the victim. It's like, yeah, you know why she's playing the victim?
Cause she because is he's
victimizing her. What do you expect her to do? Just say, thank you, sir. May I have another? No. So she's standing up for herself, and all of a sudden you're like, and she says, Jesus Christ, what does she say? God, you know, all of a sudden I forget what she says. But his response is, I'm not abusing you. I'm speaking the truth. It's like, that is abuse. That's harassment. That's assault. That's, God damn it, Will. I have not, no joke, I have never turned on someone as fast as this.
Yeah,
he could have, it's like he just all of a sudden ripped off his skin and he was Hulk Hogan, Hollywood Hogan. You know what I mean? He was
well,
that,
I understand. Right?
He was, thank you. There's like three people out there you can get that. But he was that great just right up until that first piece of shit thing he said today. I was like, you know what? I can get behind Will. And now it's like, you know what? I can get behind Will and kick him off of a small ledge. Small ledge. I still don't want to kill anyone. Let's be realistic here. He can reform. But I swear to God, that piece of shit. Go to hell, Will.
So, okay, I'm going to make one more statement, and then I'm going to go into the question of the day. Not only did we turn on him morally and emotionally, but last week, Will was an underdog contender to win this. You carry him all the way through, everybody kind of likes Will, and if it's Will and Rodney as the final two, Will will win the money. So you, Will went from that maybe underdog chance of winning it to not a shot in fucking hell.
Oh God, no.
Not a shot in hell. Like, he did that, and I'm pretty sure even Rodney and Dan knew that was wrong. Rodney and Dan.
I don't think they did.
I don't know. For all Ron
exactly
and
Dan. What Shireen said. Nobody else gave a shit except for Mike. They're just like, yeah, whatever. He's being a dick.
Well, Jen wasn't there.
No, Jen, I think.
After the fact. Yeah,
no. And there's a bystander effect that happens here. And there's a lot of reasons why somebody wouldn't stand up for another person who's getting abused. And it's easy, really easy for us to armchair this. But there's a lot of reasons why the people in that situation wouldn't have stood up or done anything. And
no, not like during, like even like, you know, after he like fucking walked away, they'd be like, God, what a dick. What the fuck's wrong with him? They were just like totally okay with it.
No, even then, there's a lot of things that come into play in terms of social dynamics. And I don't want to say that people shouldn't stand up. This is a societal problem that a lot of people have, especially here in the West, is that you need to stand up when this shit happens. And that's totally a thing. But I will say, Rodney and Dan haven't made anybody cry.
Right. And I'll back up what you're saying earlier. They should have said something, but they didn't. And it's real easy for us, you know, sitting at home 6 months after this got taped to say, how dare you not do that? It's more complicated than that. So I'm disappointed in Sierra, in Dan. I would say I'm disappointed in Rodney, but that's kind of, disappointed would be an upgrade to how I feel.
I'm disappointed in Tyler because Tyler seems like a more or less decent human being.
Yeah, exactly. That's the sort of thing.
I'm not disappointed in Carolyn. Not totally surprised.
Exactly.
She's hated Shireen for a long time.
Oh, she might have done it.
She might just sitting there laughing. But let me roll this into the question of the week then. Should Will be removed from the game?
No.
I say yes. There is a hard and fast rule that isn't ever said but you know exists, that there's no physical assault. If you punch another player, you're getting kicked the fuck out. There, that rule exists. It's not brought up in the TV show, but you know it's there because Ronnie says, if we were not a survivor, I'd have taken him out to the street and beat him like man.
Right, which is like, not what men do, Rodney.
No, Rodney. Civilized men talk their problems out. They don't immediately go to war.
Or they passive-aggressively just let it drop. And you know what? Sometimes that is fine. Shit does not matter all the time.
So you know that there is a rule because there's players like Rodney and people like that who say these things, and you know that there's a rule for not having an altercation physically. I propose there should be a rule against this kind of verbal abuse. And if you go out there and you verbally assault a person the way that Will did, you leave this fucking game. You're gone. You cannot do that. No matter how worn down you feel, no matter how offended you feel, that's not a line that you can be allowed to cross.
See, the problem with that, and I agree with you in theory, but the problem with the practical execution of that is sometimes at the moment, like, you know, if you punch someone, you know you punch someone. If you say something, you don't necessarily know when you've crossed the line. And a normal, rational, reasonable human being, which is not necessarily what they are, would, if they found out, oh, I crossed the line, they'll apologize and make amends, that sort of thing. So in this case, there would have to be some sort of, hey, dude, like some sort of off-camera shaming or explanation of, hey, you need to calm down. You need to stay away from them for a little while. If you do anything else, you're out of the game. So I do feel there needs to be some sort of...
So you're saying there should have been an intervention between the original point of altercation at the campfire, between that point and, say, the immunity challenge. There should have been an intervention there.
If not there, then for sure after tribal council. As I said, off camera with producers saying like, hey, look, this is getting real. You need to stop.
Yeah.
That definitely won't happen, though, because all they want drama for TV, and they love it when they do that.
But there's a difference between drama and abuse on screen.
Well, that's...
Somebody's saying, you have no soul and the entire world hates you.
Well, so here's an interesting
and
take.
Not like we're sitting here playing D&D saying it, but meaning it, right?
Oh, yeah.
Meaning it.
He seriously meant it.
And doing it in a way that the other person not just hears it, but takes it to heart.
Yeah, but here's an alternate behind-the-scenes kind of interpretation, potentially. I'm not saying clearly I don't know anyone who works on this or whatever, but given what Shireen has done offline since then, online after the fact, with her, I'm going to donate $100 for all the misogyny and all the bullying, all that kind of stuff. Do you think maybe she had, and saying she's proud to be a part of a show that wouldn't sweep this under the rug, would put the ugliness out there for people to deal with, do you feel that maybe she has some agency over this? Like, if they asked her, hey, do you want us to take some of this out? Probably not.
She might have gotten some agency herself. She shouldn't have had to. I think after that shit happens at the campfire, they tell Jeff. Jeff usually sees the film within 24 hours. Like, mm-hmm. I've read Jeff's blog. He usually knows what's going on the previous day. So right before Tribal Council, he doesn't know, but he does know what happened after the reward challenge. He knows those things. That's why he can be coy and leading in such a great way in Tribal. Jeff should have been able to make that call. Like, if they're there at the immunity challenge and he's still being abusive, Will is still being abusive, Jeff should be like, no, bro, sorry, you're gone. We told you to cut that shit out. You're gone. Like, I don't know. I can't rationalize him still being in the game.
I understand what you're saying. I mean, even as I was saying, you know, hey, where's the line, all that kind of stuff, it is clear that if there was a line, this crossed it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? This is beyond the pale. This is just ridiculously stupid. It's one of those, you want to say, oh, slippery slope or whatever. This is the smoothest, most rough, traction-y slope you can find. This was definitely one of those instances. This was probably the ugliest thing I have seen in 30 seasons of Survivor.
Yeah.
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 Will.
Will's a terrible human being.
Fuck you, Will.
Fuck you. I like Rodney more than you now. Rodney has said some terrible stuff, but at least it's been in general. It's never been to someone specifically.
You know what I will say? This episode made me think that Rodney was much, much more intelligent.
I don't know about that.
What?
Because...
I don't follow your logic.
He still can't spell his goddamn name.
Okay. But Rodney, at the beginning of the episode, turns to his core group and says, "We need to get Mike out." And Mike blows up, right?
Yeah, but he was too fucking stupid to see if Mike was 12 feet away listening.
Okay. Right. But the stroke of genius is to then turn around and say, "No, the reason we've been talking about your name is because you blew up like that."
And the way he worked Dan.
Right, the way he worked Dan and the way he worked Sierra to keep them on his side and think that they were still true blue, but we just need to get rid of Mike. He's losing it. He's loose cannon. Look at how he's hanging out with Shireen and Jen now. We've lost Mike. We need to cut him. He turned those two on Mike so fast and so deftly.
If he wins, know the worst scenario possible would be him and Will at the end. I don't even want to think of that.
No. It's going to be the three. It's going to be Rodney, Dan, and Will.
Man, I'm going to go to my happy place now, and that's thinking of Jen drinking that happy margarita.
Tyler is going to win.
He's not going
to
be a
deal. He may be, but I swear to God, I will. That's like the minimum acceptable winner right there. That's like the least, the best case scenario before I go ballistic is that Tyler wins.
The worst thing about Tyler so far, the best case
scenario is Shireen wins. That's hey, look, there's justice. There is a God. That sort of thing. Shireen, Mike, anyone else?
Shireen's going to win the 100,000. I'm pretty sure that's going to be a thing now.
No, that's Vince's.
Vince Sly. Staring at chess.
Man, there's been I hope she makes a good salary at Yahoo, because she's going to have to donate a lot of money. We don't know what kind of executive.
The worst thing about Tyler is that Tyler is boring. Right?
Yeah.
Tyler's not an interesting player. But he sits there, he listens, he watches, and he has information, and he weighs those options, and he picks the right way to go really, really well most of the time. And I don't know. I'm hanging on to him as my pick to win. Don't know if all my bets around him are going to pan out, but he's my pick to win.
I don't even know what bets we have at this point.
There's some things, some other stuff.
Okay. So Mike, right? Mike was right about everything. And Mike was right about calling out his tribe. I mean, that ended up being what turned them, but that's because he did it wrong. You don't stand up and say it in front of everybody, especially because you fucking know Rodney. Mike, you've done this before. Mike, this happened to you week two with Rodney. You know Rodney. You've spent a month out there with this motherfucker. Like, you knew that was going to happen the second you do anything. Like, you know, as soon as you call Rodney up for anything, it's, use disrespect. Even though, Mike, you're right. Rodney's going to say, you're so disrespected. You know, because Rodney's cultivated that image. Because it's him.
Yeah. That said, though, I mean, Mike was able to recover from that pretty quickly. Like, pretty much within the next 3 days, he had gotten Sierra back on his side by defending her when everyone else was attacking her. So he's shown that he can be diplomatic. So, yeah.
The problem is that
he might be able to recover from this.
He's lost Dan. So now it's 5-on-4. And he's probably lost Sierra, because Sierra is
still there.
Sierra's still there, and she's still her. And Sierra's going to just keep trying to still be there. Mike's lost them.
I'm starting to get disappointed in Sierra. Like, no, at the start of this whole thing, I said, they haven't really shown her doing a whole lot, so that must mean she goes pretty far and does... You know, they're saving her characterization for later.
Those were my thoughts on Kelly, too, but, you know.
Unfortunately, I feel as if maybe her characterization is just, I'm here, and that's about it.
Yeah.
I race barrels.
So I really think Will and Mike are great examples of how this game changes people. For Will, remember week one? Will got elected leader, and he was like, hey, it's cool, go with the flow, bro. And, like, a couple weeks after that, we mentioned Will's breaking, man. Will is not as happy anymore.
Starting to say things like, it's not, we're not playing Friends, we're playing Survivor.
That's right. And now he's the worst human being on the show. And it's amazing how this game and playing this game either brings something out in people or changes people, or I don't know. He was one human being on day one and he's another human being on day 28. And it's insane. And Mike is the opposite. Dude, week one, I thought Mike was a dumbass. Eating a fucking scorpion, going around and getting in fights about firewood. Like, Mike, what the fuck are you doing? And now, you watch Mike, and he looks like a strategic player. He looks like he knows what he's doing. He's good at talking. He's really good at persuading people. That speech he gave Dan was spot the fuck on. Right?
Yeah.
And he, for better or worse, he was in with Jen and Shireen, which were the people he couldn't get on his side before. Like, it might be characterization, but he seems so much more empathetic and understanding about human beings now than he did on day one.
Oh, yeah, I concur. And he's managed to find what he believes in and stand up for it when needed.
Yeah.
And whereas Will has been able to find what he believes in and throw it the fuck away! Cast it into the flames!
That's pretty accurate.
Along with $900,000 at best.
Yeah. So there's the immunity challenge. Mike wins because Mike had to win. My question for the immunity challenge is, if Mike's ahead by like 5 balls and you're Shireen or Sierra, just take a seat.
Well, so I saw your note and I was thinking, yeah, you know what? Why wouldn't they? But then I realized, oh, because if they do, everyone who sees them is going to vote against them when it comes to if they get to the end. And they're going to say, yeah, you just sat. Yeah, so they wouldn't allow that.
Yeah, I know. It's just like, I wanted to be like,
yeah.
I don't know.
I felt real bad because
I would so just be at their point like, I don't know. I don't know how the tongs work. Fuck this.
As Mike was putting his 6th ball up on the thing, you could still see Shireen walking across that second teeter-totter. Holding the tongs as well as she could, and just about to get her first ball on there as the thing's ending. But hey, whatever.
She tried.
She tried. She put her heart into it.
Yeah. So, okay. We get to tribal. Jen gets voted out, which I think is fucking stupid.
Yeah.
I do too. I think that was just the dumbest thing they could have done. Jen's not going to win. I mean, there's other things in notes, but this is the bottom thing is Jen leaving, but okay. Jen says, my game is entirely in dumbass's hands, which is exactly why she gets voted out. Cause this vote makes no sense. Keep Jen around. You can kick her the fuck out any goddamn time you want. She has no allies. Maybe Shireen. Maybe Mike. Okay. That's 3 of them. If you're the other alliance, you just picked up Dan and Sierra. Do whatever the fuck you want. Get rid of Will for shiggies.
People are really afraid of people who are good at challenges, though.
But Jen...
Jen's not.
Yeah, she hasn't been... I mean, she hasn't been bad, but she hasn't been very good at them either, is the thing. She hangs in there. She
almost won, like, almost all of them. What are you talking about?
This one, she didn't come close. What was last week?
She sucks at puzzles. Last week
was the hanging around. Yeah, she did...
No, she was hanging on a pole while getting stung in the vagina by a bee. She didn't move an inch, okay?
Okay, yep, she was okay. Challenges aside, she doesn't want to be there. She announced to everybody she doesn't want to be there. The jury is not going to vote for her.
Changed her mind too, where she was like, you know, I want to stay here just to fuck with everyone. Those were her exact words this week.
Right.
That's her raison d'etre. She is totally chaotic neutral.
That would be hilarious, but really, that's just no reason. I don't. It makes no sense to me.
What's that? What the hell was that? Does somebody have a boat coming in?
But you know what? I think for the voting, that was really smart on Shireen's part. voting for Jen, because if you know damn well they're splitting the vote, I was like, well, if I vote for her, then she's definitely going home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why the fuck did Mike vote for her? What the hell was that?
Probably just to double down on it. I have a feeling that both of them, like, unfortunately, we didn't get to hear what they said into the camera, but I have a feeling they were saying, like, well, you wanted to go anyway. And she seems to be okay with it.
Yeah, no, if you watch her Ponderosa, she's all good with it.
Oh, yeah, she's fine with it. And more importantly, when she's talking to the camera afterwards, doing her little exit interview, and she says, oh, I hate them all. I hate Carolyn. I hate Dan. I hate Will most. All this kind of stuff. You'll notice the two people she didn't say anything about were Mike and Shireen.
Yep.
Yeah. So if one of them is at the end, I know who's getting both.
Yeah. Okay. So Mike's good at persuasion. That shit happens. What else is in the notes? No, that's fine. Okay. I'll cut that little bit out right there. So Ponderosa. I really, really like Jen's Ponderosa because Jen gets there and the first thing she does, they set out like her chicken crown, a bottle of Jack Daniels, and what was the other? There's another bottle of something.
A bottle of wine, but keep in mind, she was also one or two beers in already. Yeah. Like, they were weighing her and doing the medical exam, and she was chugging a beer.
So she puts on the chicken crown, picks up, and this is not like a brand, this is a bottle of Jack that's already been opened, and somebody started drinking from it a little bit. She picks it up and just starts swigging from it straight off, and I'm like, Jen, you've made me hard. This is fantastic.
Classy. Like, classy.
I try to stay classy. Like, that was just, it was awesome. Like, it's so, not even
here's
like,
my question. Does Shireen now have to donate $100 based on what you just said?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yes, she does. Because
there's nothing misogynistic about that.
domestic violence, ending domestic violence is a good cause, and if me saying misogynistic things puts more money into the hands of organizations that end domestic violence, I will be the most misogynistic sounding person ever. I don't care.
Fair play to that.
Start writing them checks, Shireen.
What I really liked about her Ponderosa thing was finally explaining what she meant by I don't care. Like, yeah. She loved being there, and this also sort of explains why she didn't quit when she had the chance, because she likes everything about the game except dealing with the people she didn't like.
Yeah.
She is very much, I'm going to do whatever I want to do just to see if I can do it. Like, should I break into that place? See if I get caught? Oh, okay, I didn't get caught. I don't feel like I broke any rules. I didn't steal anything from them. Except, you know, their sense of security. But, yeah, so, I don't know. I do like her. I think she's an interesting person. I can't wait to see what her speech is. If she's just going to rail on whoever the two are. But we'll see what happens.
I don't see that coming.
Okay. Oh, no, she will rail for sure.
I don't think she's going to rush. She's just going to be like, hey, guys, remember me? Like, what's going on?
You wanna bet on it? If it gets down to, like, Will and Dan, you don't think she's going to be like,
bet on it. Bet
I
on
hate
it.
Both of you. I wish I could vote for nobody.
No. Bet See, on that's it. Why I don't want to bet on it, because I don't know who is going to be at the end.
Well, don't make it a specific person.
And I am completely fucked now, so I'm not going to give up any more points.
Oh, sorry. When I said, how much do you want to bet, I didn't mean it in the literal sense. I just meant it in the general.
No,
I
want Andy's to bet.
Telling me to bet.
Oh, Andy wants to bet? Yeah, go ahead and bet.
I don't want to bet. I want you two to bet. So,
fuck that.
I'm looking forward to next week of Survivor to see what happens to Will and the fallout from this week. But more than that, I'm looking to hear more of Haley's song about America. Because if you haven't been watching Ponderosa, apparently Haley is a bit of a busybody and has nothing to do. So she's writing, singing, and doing the instrumental guitar for a song about America.
With such lines as something, 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 America, a word that rhymes is I swearica.
I want to hear this song.
She's right there with Johnny Cash and Taylor Swift.
Maybe she'll play it at the reunion.
I really hope she does.
Yes. Okay, we're running long. Let's recap points.
That damn boat keeps coming in.
Why the fuck do you live down by the river? So
he's doing a drug deal. Thank you for joining us.
So let's recap points. Nick gets 2 points from Mike for winning the immunity, plus 3 points for surviving tribal, 3 points for Sierra, 3 points for Shireen. Brian gets 3 points for Dan, 3 points for Carolyn, and is fat zero from Jen. And I get threes all around from Rodney, Will, and Tyler. God, I have Will. Oh, my life.
And Rodney.
Now you have the worst team.
No, okay, no. I'm okay with having Rodney now because fuck that guy, but he's going to keep getting me points. He's going to be around for quite a while longer because he's running the show right now. He totally, totally is running the show.
He is. What the fuck?
So Nick is now in the lead with 73 points. Brian has 66, and I have 65. And unfortunately, Brian loses Jen and has nobody to pick up. So we have a conundrum. Nick, should you and I drop a player so that we're all at two, and then next week there will be somebody to get picked up?
Well, considering it was my idea to do this, I'm going to go with yes.
Brian?
I don't like that. I'm the one who needs it the most, and I don't like that.
Okay.
Well, this makes it a little... The reason I like it is because it makes it fair. We're going to get to choose who we drop, but this way at least, you know, we're not going to be getting 9 points next week, and yeah.
So these are the two main arguments. On the one side, if you picked people to go to the end, who then get voted out, you deserve to not get those points.
Exactly.
That's the one side of the argument. That's where I think Brian's coming from. My side of the argument, Nick's side of the argument, I think, is that it's more interesting to add and drop people and play around with your roster. And
it is, because like I said, I'm totally fucked now.
Yeah. So I think because this is cutthroat and what we need to do is ride this wave, I am willing to trade Brian. You are now, you have two of your three. I'm gonna side with Brian and vote with Brian. We're not gonna drop players. We're gonna stay at three. And if your player gets dropped, then you are losing points. All right. That's what this race is. And that's this game. And you need to pick people that you think are gonna go the distance. Not just the next week, but the distance.
Brian, for
8 points, I will trade you Will for your empty roster spot because I want to get rid of Will.
You could just drop Will.
No. I want it. So, Brian, if you give me...
he wants 8 points.
Brian, if you give me 8 of your points, I will give you Will. And if Will lasts 3 more episodes, he'll have paid back and given you a point.
That's not worth the fucking 8 point. I'm already screwed. Why would I fucking lose 8 more points?
You're not in last. You're not in last. I'm in last. I need the points more than you do.
You're 1 point behind me, Weaver.
Still a point.
This is like
you have 9 possible points. I can only get
okay. How about 6 points? Will you do 6? Then he only has to make it 2 weeks, and he's paid himself back. So next week,
no, because I don't think he's going to survive next week. So I don't want to.
I think he'll survive next week because he's in with Rodney.
No, I think they're finally going to get, because he was such a dick, that somebody's going to switch and be like, fuck that guy.
Nick, will you trade me Will for Mike?
Oh, God, no. I like Mike.
Damn it. You stupid? Yeah, dude, don't get rid of Mike.
3 points. 3 points, Brian. 3 points for Will.
Oh, you should take that. 3 points for Will is worth it.
God damn it. All right. Let's do this.
All right, 3 points. So that gives me 3 points. Brian loses 3 points, so Brian will be at 63, and I will be at 68. Yeah, I'm not in last anymore! But I only have 2 roster spots. I cannot have Will on my roster. Fuck that guy. And Brian is maintaining his status as having the douchebags by adding Will to his roster.
I have, like, 3 of the evil people now.
So to be clear, you do not get Will's points from this week. This is from now going forward.
Yeah, obviously.
Okay. And
otherwise, that would have been a wash.
Yeah. Yeah. So, that's it for this week, I think.
Yep.
I'm a man down, but that's fine. I think I've got Rodney and Tyler for quite a while. I will ride that train, and one of you will be losing somebody next week. That's my hope, anyway. I'm thinking of Nick.
I have a feeling just the numbers are going to bear out. It's going to be either Mike or Shireen next, and then... Well, no, Mike's going to last a little while. He still has that hidden...
Well, it's going to be Shireen, and then Mike, and then Sierra, probably.
Oh, I'll tell you, my dream scenario, and I know this won't happen, but my dream scenario, Mike wins immunity, he plays the idol for Shireen, one of the a-holes is gone.
Oh, see, damn it!
There goes Will! Three free points for me.
No, they won't. If they had a chance to do that, they would fucking vote out Rodney.
And then Will gets voted out that way, and as he's walking down, he trips and he breaks his leg. That's instant karma. Just a broken leg. You'll recover from a broken leg. This isn't a separate piece, okay?
Okay.
He'll be fine.
So that's the recap of Fantasy Scoring. Let's quickly recap the bets, because they didn't get recapped or mentioned last week. So we have a Sly Tyler bet. I've wagered 3 points against Nick that Tyler will get the immunity necklace from Carolyn somehow before the game ends, or before Carolyn is voted out, or before the immunity necklace is played. Tyler will get the necklace from Carolyn. I've wagered 3 points for that. The next is Sting Operation. I have wagered 4 points against Brian that by the end of next week, somebody will get stung by something.
Oh, that's what Sting Operation meant. we were seriously trying to figure that one out last week.
And then Brian has wagered 4 points against me that Carolyn will go home with the immunity necklace in her pocket. I, of course, don't think she's going to go home with it in her pocket, because I think she's going to give it to Tyler. So I'm planning on winning that bet. That's taking it home. Then we have Final Tribal. Nick has wagered 2 points against Brian that voting will be among 3 final players. That's it. If it's among 4 people or 2 people, Brian gets 2 points. If it's against 3 people exactly, then Nick gets 2 points.
Or they just go down to 1.
Has to vote for 1. Well, I guess Shireen wins because she got the last 2 immunities. So there you go.
They're just going to screw with everybody. There's going to be 5 people in the final.
It's gonna. They're going to end it next week with only 4 jury members.
Oh, shit. Okay, that's it for this week. Next week, you can join us on the live stream, which will probably be at outwitoutplayoutcast.com, or maybe even NOTLG, which is 9to11geeks.com. I don't know, probably. If you're not sure where it's going to be, because we haven't announced it, follow me on Twitter @JewCrazy. Follow me on Twitter @JollyAndy, or Brian, which is @JewCrazy, or Nick, which is @WeHaveSnacks. All right, until next week, goodbye.
Yep, have fun. Circle of life, life is a circle. We're going round and round. Rhino, we can't do it.